grandparents or great-grandparents never talked about the reset? Why don't they remember anything about it? Well, let me try to explain it. First, there were the Cabbage Patch babies. Now, these weren't just toys, you see. They became a symbol of something much bigger, a massive repopulation effort after the reset. These babies, they weren't born the usual way. They were produced almost mechanically in large numbers and distributed through a cold, efficient system. Strange, isn't it? Brings to mind ideas like cloning, doesn't it? And maybe that's why today you see so many folks who just seem to go with the flow. No questions, no thinking. Did you know, they say, nearly half the population doesn't even have an internal monologue? Imagine that, living life with a quiet mind, just following along. Those babies, those orphan trains, they were shipped off along with abandoned children who had survived the reset, taken from their families, sent to faraway lands. Many ended up in America. And when they got there, they were given a new story, the official version of history. No elders left to tell them the truth. Nobody to remember how things used to be. It made them easier to control, you see.
A collection of dogs going on here, folks. As it happens. But yeah, that's really interesting, all of that Cabbage Patch sort of stuff. You know, I've often talked about the fact that, you know, there's a very good possibility that there was a large cloning operation that happened around the end of the 19th century, or the 1900s, or the 1800s, 19th century. And there's a lot of stuff coming out to support that now. I was actually sent a really good video the other day. I mean, admittedly, he used a lot of AI imagery in the video to illustrate what he was talking about. He says that in the show notes. He actually says, look, one of the big problems with trying to bring this information to people is having photographs. So he tried to create photographs to illustrate what he was saying. So, you know, I mean, some of it's real photographs and some of it's AI. Unfortunately, he doesn't differentiate between which is which. But still, he gets a good point across. I actually shared it on my Telegram channel the other day. But it talks about crystal palaces. And we all know about the big burnings that happened. You know, the fire of London, the fire of San Francisco, fires all across Europe, fires everywhere. And something that was burnt during a lot of these fires were these big glass houses, or crystal palaces as they called them. And he explains that the technology to create such good glass in such big panes apparently didn't exist at the time. And he theorizes that these places, which were all built around the world at the same time and then all destroyed at the same time in fires, were actually kind of like greenhouses, only what they were growing were children, clones. They were large incubation houses. And it's actually a very credible theory that he puts forth. When you look at the reset, you look at what happened with whatever it was that flooded the world with all that mud. We can still find traces of it all over the world. So it's very interesting. And it's just, it's fascinating that all this stuff is coming out. You know, a lot of stuff's coming out, folks. Everything is being revealed. The apocalypse, you know, and they want that. Even the genocide in Gaza, like I've said, they want it public. They want people to see it. They want to draw it out as long as they can and terrorize the Palestinian people and milk every last drop of humanity and pain from them, because that's what they like to do. But they also want the human race to share in that pain by live streaming it and laughing in your faces while they're doing it and denying that it's a genocide, denying that you should even acknowledge it's a genocide, saying you should not acknowledge the evidence of your eyes and your ears and everything that we've seen live streamed to us for the last 2.5 years, that it's not a genocide. And we're going to laugh in your face and there's nothing you can do about it because all of your leaders are compromised. They're all Zionist puppets and they're all going to do what Israel says. And they want the people to know this because they want the people of the world to feel a sense of frustration. They also want this to boil over into rage and for people to start revolting and persecuting the people in their own community, Jewish people in their own community, because they want to drive all the Jews to occupied Palestine because they need them to populate the Greater Israel Project. That's what all this is about, folks, and that's why they've made it so public. I had three little friends with me today. I had two last time, Nacha and Sol. This time I've got Nacha and Sol and Lady. They're kind of a family, these guys. They all hang together. They all live at my little place. They all sleep on my bed. I mean, actually, they sleep in my bed. I can't get them out. Like, I wake up in the middle of the night, and I've generally got at least one or two dogs in bed with me under the sheets. That's just what they do. So, you know, but they're adorable little things. So it's hard to say no to them. It's really interesting. They've got a real little hierarchy going on, and they've got a real family respect thing going on as well. Are you finding some nice animal droppings to roll in, are you, Nacho? That's very good of you, darling. Disguise your scent. Yeah, that's good. Lovely, what we want. But yeah, it's been interesting watching them. But yeah, the Epstein files. This is really freaking a lot of people out, and it's sort of understandably so.
Yeah, I'm really sorry, Professor. I'm so sorry I didn't turn in that activity. I know it was really important that I learn about Punnett squares, and I'm sure it was really informational, and I would love to get that done. But unfortunately, we all just learned as a species that every single important person in the last 50 years or so is a cannibalistic pedophile. Do you hear what the fuck I just said? Did that register at all? All of your celebrities, all of your politicians, all of your multi-million and billionaires, they're fucking and eating kids. They're eating kids. They're eating kids. They're eating kids. How the fuck is nobody upset? They're eating children. Not just Weird Dan down the street. The president. Several presidents. Not just of this country, of others. They are kidnapping. They are systemically selling children into sex slavery and then cannibalizing them. Are you listening to me? Are you listening to what the fuck I'm saying? We pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all. But all the people that have over $1 billion are sacrificing babies to an ancient god. I am not suicidal. My mental health is fine. I have a loving family and a great support system. I am not gonna hurt myself or anybody else, but you need to fucking open your eyes. Oh, it's just a lot to handle. Well, yeah, well, yeah, well, yeah! Because every important person and people you've never fucking heard of are raping and eating kids!
Yeah, you know, when you find out that you're leaders, that all world leaders are sacrificing, eating children and doing all sorts of terrible things, it comes as kind of a shock to some people. This is, however, what myself, or people like David Icke, Jeff, numerous people have been telling you is going on for years and years, decades in fact. Kathy O'Brien, a lot of people have been talking about this for a long time, folks, and that's who runs the world. And it's been interesting seeing people scrambling over themselves to disassociate themselves from it. There's been so much Jewish propaganda posted on X saying, see, Epstein hated Israel. Epstein wasn't Mossad. Epstein was a Russian agent. Epstein had a mosque on his island. That little building was a mosque. You know, Israeli colors. I wouldn't be surprised if they even put that there so that if things ever came undone, Israel would have plausible deniability. That's how far these people think ahead, and that's how devious they are. But they've been scrambling over themselves to disassociate themselves of any connection to Epstein at all. And it's really interesting, and they're really still trying to push this whole Epstein had dirt on everyone concept. And this in itself is misdirection. Because what's been revealed is that it wasn't the fact that Epstein had dirt on anybody. Epstein wasn't a kingpin who was blackmailing people. He was probably collecting information from Mossad, but then everybody's collecting information for Mossad. Pretty well every government on earth is run by Mossad in some way or another. All of the technology we use, all the computer systems, all the phone systems, all the communication systems, all of it is made by Israelis, and they have backdoors in all of it. So everybody's run by Mossad. It's no surprise. And it isn't about that. I mean, Epstein was simply a gopher for the billionaire elite. Epstein was an organizer. He's like the guy you get to organize parties for you, the guy you get to organize the trafficking of the children for you, him and Ghislaine Maxwell and this sort of stuff. I mean, he was a gopher. He wasn't holding dirt on anybody, because you don't really need to hold dirt on any of them, because they're all part of the same big club. And it isn't just the billionaire elite. It's also down home property owners and stuff, like in Louisiana and out the back of the bayou and stuff like this. It's just your big old boys in the country as well are also involved. If you look at that interview with William Sasha Riley, it wasn't just billionaires. It was big boys as well, big old country boys and stuff. You know, think movies like Deliverance, those type of guys. That's what's really being revealed by this. Like I've said for so many years, you know, you're living in a people farm. This is a people farm. What are they harvesting? They're harvesting children. They're also harvesting souls. They want souls. They want to find people who have empathy. They want to find people who still have part of the old bloodline, which is all of you people out there who are fascinated by all these ancient buildings, all of you people who are fascinated by history and want to know the truth and know that something's terribly wrong. This is genetic memory. There's a good chance that people like that, and perhaps myself, were not descended from clones. Perhaps we were descended from some of the children who survived the reset after most of their parents were killed. I mean, all the foundlings, they weren't all clones, but I would suggest a lot of them actually were. Yeah, and when you look at all of that as well, I mean, as I've pointed out before, we used to live in like a guild-based society where skill and genius was seen as a form of currency. Integrity was a form of currency. Now, it's how good you could do something was how high you were in your community standing. And everybody's good at something. Well, if you're not, well, maybe you love what somebody built. Maybe you love that castle that this master mason built. So you go and work for him and start stacking stones and become a laborer for him, and you'd learn the trade along the way, and eventually you might become a master mason. And you do that because you were attracted to the building and beautiful and you wanted to be involved. Same with painting, same with gardening, same with building, same with making weapons, same with anything, making armor, building castles, I mean, whatever, constructing bridges, permaculture, whatever. We had ways of doing things that didn't require money. And when that system was destroyed, the two major reasons for it, I would suggest, were, well, of course, it was to enslave humanity, but the way they did that was by taking away our access to free energy, which is all around us, and by enslaving us to a monetary system, making it so that we had to pay to be alive. So those who control the monetary system and those who benefit from making us pay for energy are the most likely suspects of who to point the finger at when the question comes, you know, who destroyed the old world. Who do you think did it, folks? And then they turn all of the old healing centers and power generators into places of worship rather than places of healing, which is what they were designed to do. They do this by constructing religions that place them at the top of the food chain. So that they are the chosen people according to the religions that they created in the book that they wrote and gave to the rest of the world. Well, of course they are, because they wrote the book in order to exalt themselves and enslave the masses. That's been a very successful operation. And they create two sub-faiths to their chosen status, namely Christianity and Islam, and then play them off against each other and have them all kill each other, and then bang, they're left with the world all for themselves, just the way they want it. Then they can just clone more slaves and run the whole cycle again and just educate them properly this time so there isn't a rebellion, because there won't be any of that old bloodline left. It's a really insidious plan, folks. It really is. Someone actually posted a video on X the other day and said, this is terrible. This is what people actually think. And if you think this, you are deluded. And I looked at it and thought, good video, I'll share. Yeah, good video. Interesting that a Jew would share that and say, please don't share. Well, hang on, you did. So yeah, good video. But yeah, it's fascinating how they've done it, folks. And this whole East against West thing. And this was done by taking over Saudi Arabia, as I've said before. I mean, they kicked out the real king, Faisal, who was the king of Arabia. They did that, I think, in 1972 or 1976, because he was saying you need to stop bombing Palestine and that Zionism is a threat to world peace. And so they took him out in a CIA-backed coup and replaced him with the Saudi family, who are simply, you know, the right hand of Israel. And it was the Saudi family and the dictatorship that they installed in Arabia after they threw out King Faisal. This was Wahhabist Islam. And this is where people were getting their heads cut off and their hands cut off and women were repressed and all the terrible stuff you hear about Islam. This all happened in Saudi Arabia. Didn't happen in Iran, didn't happen in Iraq, didn't happen in any of these other places. Happened in Saudi Arabia. And then now you see Saudi Arabia is fully westernized. Like they have got women running around in bikinis and all sorts of stuff because they're an Israeli puppet all along. And King Faisal warned the people that this is what Israel was going to do. In fact, his last speech before they assassinated him was very revealing and shows pretty much why they assassinated him. وأنا أقول أن الصهيونية هي أم الخبائث لأنها هي أسباب هالمشاكل هذه كلها في العالم الشيوعية جت من الصهيونية المبادئ الهدامة جت من الصهيونية التفسخ الخلقي جاء من الصهيونية الخروج على كل المبادئ وكل التقاليد وكل الأعراف وكل الآداب وكل الكرامة والشرف جاءت من الصهيونية فإذا هي أم الخبائث وهي الأساس والسبب في ذلك مثل ما ذكرت في الأول أنهم يحاولون على أنهم يسيطروا على العالم هم لا يمكن يسيطروا بعددهم ولا بقوتهم ولكن يسيطروا على العالم بتفكيرهم بهذه المبادئ يبثوها بين أبناء الشعوب فلما تصل إلى درجة من التحلل والتفسخ وعدم القدرة في ذلك الوقت يسيطروا عليه وهذا هدف وهم اللهم أصدق الأحد هم أصدق الشيطان. Yeah, and they're just consolidating their whole plan now. I mean, what I showed you on the last report with the Board of Peace, this is very revealing. And look, I'll show it to you again because it's worth watching again. And think about this. Like, remember what Klaus Schwab said about he could envisage a new form of government which would be run by stakeholder capitalism.
On the one hand, we have state capitalism. On the other hand, we have shareholder or private capitalism. So it's a clash between two systems. I believe that the future is not state capitalism or shareholder capitalism. The future is what I call stakeholder capitalism, which is combined with the social responsibility.
Yeah, think about that and watch again what this woman says when she describes Trump's plan for the Board of Peace.
Trump is creating a new style of governance the world has never seen. Donald Trump unveiled his Board of Peace at the same time Jared Kushner unveiled a new Gaza plan for rebuilding the Gaza Strip. Rather than the people governing themselves through the ballot box, like with a democracy, or even rather than a monarchy or a dictator, this is a new style of governance that is being rolled out, where essentially investors are going to build up territories, build up countries, build up nations, and they will control them. It would be run by, rather than presidents and prime ministers, sovereign CEOs. This is much more sinister. And let me explain. It starts off with Kushner's new Gaza plan. I think they've chosen Gaza because they knew they could bomb the heck out of it to raise the entire place so that they could clear all the rubble, build something brand new, and try out this new style of world domination. And we know this because the Board of Peace is not, even though it was supposed to be created for Gaza, it's not in their charter. Gaza's not mentioned. It's for any and all territories that they can essentially get their hands on to do this exact same project. Gaza is just the prototype. Now let's first listen to Jared Kushner talking about the new Gaza plan.
We want to encourage all the countries to be able to follow these best practices. What the Board of Peace will have the ability to do if we're successful with Gaza is really show how do you do peace implementation. As we're creating this system, we can just document these learnings and make them available to all else who want to use them in the future.
Very specifically, Jared Kushner is talking about investors redesigning a strip of land whose people still do not control their borders, their politics, or their security. They will not be in charge.
There'll be amazing investment opportunities.
The charter for the Board of Peace actually gives Trump ultimate decision-making power with the ability to act on the board's behalf without needing full board consent, essentially making him a king of a territory. That is essentially what this is. And the thing about the Board of Peace is that it's not limited to Gaza. When they started Board of Peace, they said, well, this is for the rebuilding of Gaza. But then they wrote the charter and they unveiled the charter and it turned out, wait a minute, this isn't limited to Gaza. This is for any and all areas of the world that you believe there's a conflict and you're going to go in there with investor money and rebuild these areas, and the investors will actually be in charge. The governance will be by the investors who have a board, a chairman of the board who's ultimately the overseer of this, not the people. They want that for all of us. This is a way for the investors to start ruling the world.
You see, and that's been the plan all along, folks. And now they can go to any troubled region. Syria, Iran, they can stage all these riots in Iran, and then they can go in there and they can destroy it, and then it'll be a troubled region, they can go and fix it. They can do the same with Libya. They can do the same with any failed state. And they're the ones that have created all of these failed states. They can say Yemen is a troubled spot. We need to go in there with stakeholder capitalism and revamp it into what we want. This is how they intend to run the new world and bringing in all this digital ID, like digital ID and facial recognition and biometrics. You know, making sure there's a digital barrier between you and everything you do is essential for this. You know, just doing anything online, they want everything online and they want your biometrics online. I mean, sure, biometrics are already being used in as much as when I go through an airport, they scan my face. When I entered the United States, a couple of times, like 5 years ago, they took my fingerprints. They want to do the same in Europe now. But I still haven't gone onto any of my social media profiles or any of my emails or signed into my computer or any of that sort of stuff using biometrics. I haven't done biometrics with anything at all online. So they still, it's difficult for them to tie it all together until you do that. So like with Discord, I mean, everyone was complaining about TikTok and blah, blah, blah. A lot of people use Discord for their chats. They use it. I think Jason Brashears uses Discord. Well, I think Discord has now just been purchased by a Jewish man, of course, and he is, just to protect the children, bringing in facial recognition just so that they don't have any underage children on there. So if you just log on to Discord, I think now, the settings will be, the default settings are assuming that you are under the age of 17. If you wish to change that, then you need to identify that you are over the age of 17, which of course means they need to scan your face and you need to put your biometrics online. So this is the way they're doing it, and they're working very diligently to make this happen. And, you know, they've been working very diligently. If you really notice how the political system works, I mean, the whole left-right paradigm, you know, this boot comes down on you, so you vote in the other boot. That comes down on you, you vote in the previous boot. It's getting to the point now, I mean, Generation Z, the last generation, I would suggest, that's why they are Generation Z, because they don't intend these people to be bringing any more children into the world. They want to transgender all of them. They want all the vaccines. They want to change the world before the next generation comes up. We are heading directly for another reset. But they want to severely undermine the two-party system. Yeah, and we think this is a good thing because we don't like the two-party system. It's terrible. But they want to expose it the way it is and then offer you their better solution, which, of course, is the Board of Peace model, where you have an AI-controlled 15-minute smart city and everyone within that zone does what they're told and they're fed information about the other zones. You don't need to go there. We'll tell you what's going on. This is their plan, folks. This is what they want to do. So it's all leading towards the same thing, and it always has been. And it's very clever the way they do it. But all of this stuff that's being exposed now, you know, nothing's going to come of it. Nothing's going to come of the release of the Epstein files while people still believe that Jeffrey Epstein was a kingpin who was blackmailing people. He wasn't. He was an organizer. It's a big club.
It's a big club, and you ain't in it. You and I are not in the big club. By the way, it's the same big club they used to beat you over the head with all day long when they tell you what to believe. All day long, beating you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what to think, and what to buy. The table is tilted, folks. The game is rigged. And nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. Good, honest, hardworking people, white collar, blue collar, doesn't matter what color shirt you have on. Good, honest, hardworking people continue. These are people of modest means. Continue to elect these rich cocksuckers who don't give a fuck about them. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't give a fuck about you. They don't care about you at all, at all, at all. Man, you know? And nobody seems to notice, nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, the fact that Americans will probably remain willfully ignorant of the big red, white, and blue dick that's being jammed up their assholes every day. Because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
And it's always been a big club. And this is just what they do, because you are living in a people farm. And they do the most horrendous things, and they've been doing it for years and years and years. And Israel is establishing itself as the head of all this, the leader of the world. Everything they're doing is about making Israel the head of the world. I mean, that clip that I showed you at the beginning of last video that I put out, done by Harrison S. Smith, I think. Incredibly good video clip. Like, the way he's gone through and just collected little bits of this and little bits of that, and he's actually formed a 14-minute video of coherent dialogue, which actually tells you their plan in their own words. Very, very time-consuming operation, I'm sure, and he did really, really well with constructing that video. And if you haven't seen it, I do urge you to go back and watch it. At least watch the first 15 minutes of the last video that I put out. And if you can't do that, we'll go back and click plus more beneath the video and grab the X link in the show notes and go and check out the video on X. Or I think he's got a channel called Moonbase or something like that, Moonbase 4 or something like that. I'll see if I can find it and put it up on the screen. And go and check out this video. It's very, very revealing. You should share it with your friends. That's why I included the entire 14 minutes on the last video. These little dogs, folks, they're still with me. They're so precious, they really are. Hey, Nacho. Hey, Nacho, what you doing? Hey, Sol. Hello, Sol. It's good to come for a walk, isn't it? It's good fun, huh? They're really like family, these two little dogs. They really look out for each other. And this lady as well, but she likes to hang where the food is mostly. She's a little chubby. And she sort of shows that. Beautiful sky there, folks. No chemtrails that I can see, and that's a good thing. But yeah, where was I? I got distracted by the dogs. Oh, yeah, the Israeli Prime Minister, or President, President Herzog, visited Australia, and we saw the most hideous brutality from the police officers. Oh, this one kid, he must have been probably 16, 17, 18, I don't know. The cops put like 20 punches into him. They threw him down, put his head on tram tracks. You know, they always find to push you over a gutter or over tram tracks or something. They make it really uncomfortable, and they sit on you, you know. And this kid obviously did the wrong thing, was obviously freaked out, and the cop who was doing whatever, probably pushing his thumb into his pressure point or something, the kid bit his hand because I think he was really hurting the kid with his hand. And so the cop on his back put like 20 punches into this kid. And then they just dragged him off. Disgusting. There was another scene where there's a guy who looks like he's 50 or 60, and the police rode a push bike basically into him and then grabbed his shirt. And he's got his hands up in the air and he's trying to pull away. And then this cop like falls off his bike like a little girl and pretends he's hurt. And the news captures one shot, one still frame with the guy's leaning over him and his hands near the cop's shoulder. And he goes, look at this. This is a civilian grabbing a police officer by the neck and pulling him off his push bike and throwing him to the ground. He could have died. Yeah, this guy's like 50 or 60 years old, and the amount of punches they put into his body, I mean, this is protecting President Herzog, is it? This guy who is a wanted war criminal whose country is carrying out genocide. But of course, you can't say that in Australia anymore. You can't say Free Palestine in Queensland. You may get from 1 to 7 years jail, or 1 to 2 years jail for saying Free Palestine. You can get 1 to 7 years jail for uttering phrases like from the river to the sea in Queensland, my state where I come from and where all my stuff is, where my son lives. You can't say from the river to the sea. Well, what about when the Israelis say from the river to the sea, Israel is what you will see? That's what they say all the time. Do they get 7 years in jail for saying from the river to the sea and calling for the complete extermination of the Palestinian people by doing so? And if the phrase stop the genocide is seen as anti-Semitic, well, how? Because it doesn't mention Israel. Could be referring to the genocide that we're told is happening in Iran. Could be referring to the Rwandan genocide. If you're claiming the phrase is anti-Semitic, then that is you claiming Israel is carrying out a genocide. But isn't it anti-Semitic to make that sort of a claim? Now, these laws are so grey and so damaging and constitute such a loss of freedom. And we saw Anthony Albanese sitting there with his small hat on at some ceremony with the president of Israel the other day. It's just disgusting. It's all the premier of, I don't know, Chris Minns, I think his name is. I don't know whether he's the premier of Victoria or New South Wales or whatever. I don't keep track of these parasites. But he's standing out there in the rain holding an umbrella for the president of Israel, who's standing there like unshaven, looks like a freaking crackhead, you know. Just unbelievable shit, you know? Unbelievable. You know, people just don't understand that these Zionist Jews, these Kabbalistic Jews, have been waging a war upon the world for hundreds of years. I would suggest, like I said before, that it was they who destroyed the last civilization so they could impose their pay-to-be-alive model, pay-for-energy model, this disconnect from source, this disconnect from everything model that they love so much. And the problem with what's happening now, with this whole smart grid, the internet, everything, is like, as I've said so many times over the past 15 years of doing these radio shows, humanity's going to have no reference point. Our children are going to have no reference point for what freedom actually looks like. And that's kind of a scary thing to think about, you know? Like, the only reference point we've got is, like, you know, from when I was a kid, I've seen what this has become. But kids that grow up into a digital system where you're just born into this and you've got to check on and do everything online and this is that and this is where you get your digital credit from. They've got no concept of what money is or where it comes from or even what the past was, because so many of them won't go out and leave their 15-minute zones. They'll be too scared to, because it's a dangerous world out there. If you want to travel, well, you don't need to go to Italy. You can go on a virtual tour of Italy. You go to this new auditorium we've set up, and you can actually walk around the streets of Dubrovnik without ever having to leave New York. This is the way they'll set it up. Of course, the elite will still be traveling. And we shouldn't even call them the elite. They're parasites. But the point is, what I'm saying here is the kids in the future are going to have no reference point for what freedom looks like. And that's a shocking thing. We shouldn't be giving that legacy to our children. There's Jeff's house down there that he's doing. But yeah, something else that actually came out in the Epstein files as well, while I think of it, was the whole COVID scam. The whole plandemic was there in the Epstein files, months before it happened. They were all talking about it and what they were going to do and how they were going to run this operation. Thank you. It shows that it's all a scam. The whole thing was always a scam. There was never a virus. None of it was real. It was done in order to inject the vaccine in people, to put up the 5G control system and everything that they've done since then. That's what it was all about. Done to test the limits of control on people. That's what it was always about. That's what it was always for. And why people couldn't see that. It was amazing that people couldn't see that while it was happening. It was so obvious to me and to other people as well. But one thing the release of the Epstein files should tell everybody is that, as I've been saying, that there is no political or legal solution to any of this. I've been saying this for years. Yeah, and the release of the Epstein files is basically vindicated. So much stuff I've said, so much stuff David Icke has said, so much stuff Kathy O'Brien said, so much stuff so many people have said over the years. It vindicates everything that was outlined to us by William Sacha Riley in that interview that I posted, that four-hour interview. It vindicates all this sort of stuff, and it isn't even that we're looking for vindication. We just want people to wake up to what we are actually facing here and just how evil this is. I mean, when you think of the Epstein files, the evil beneath it, you know, below the surface, like I said, he wasn't just someone who was blackmailing people. There's no need to blackmail them. Of course, they had the films there because they all shared films. They liked filming what they do and they liked sharing it. Some of the emails going, wow, I liked that last torture video, you know? Like, this is what they did. So they didn't need to blackmail anybody because this is what they all enjoyed doing. And now they're exposing it because they believe that they can get away with it. They're at the time now where they can expose all of this. And you can see that it's all been run by this whole Mossad operation. But even the Mossad, I mean, this is just a mechanism. This is a cult of death, this Kabbalistic cult of death, this satanic entity, whatever it is. I don't even want to call it satanic because I don't do religion. But this incredibly overwhelming evil that these people are involved in, they want you to see it. Because they believe now that there's nothing that can be done about it. They can show you what they do, and all the people out there are going to do is they're going to vote in the other side of the boot. They're going to still believe the system is real. They're going to run to the police. They're going to say, well, this is terrible. Someone should do something about it. But not me, not us. Yeah, nobody really wants to do anything about it, but we are the only ones who can. And again, you know, it's not rising up violently and trying to stage a revolution against the heavily armed government. That seems sort of counterproductive to me. But by non-compliance, like, we create reality. We are all co-creators of this situation because we've given our power away. I've been saying this for years. I've been saying it since high school. It's so frustrating. And people say to me, you know, so many people in the comments and stuff say, well, you never offer us a solution. You are the solution. We all are the solution. We are the ones who've created this through our compliance. I mean, you've seen by the Epstein files now, these people eat babies. They eat children. They rape, harvest, pillage, plunder the entire world. And then they put on suits and go on TV and they make you think they're important. They're not. They're psychopaths and parasites. And we comply with all this shit. All you have to do is stop complying, folks. All you have to do is stop complying with wrong behavior. I've said so many times, you know, get together with your community. Put down all your shit with people. I've even been saying on these video reports recently, any of the other members of the truth community, Eric DeBay, Derek Bros, people that I've had problems with, I don't care anymore. Let's all pool our resources. Let's everybody out there who values freedom and liberty and has any inkling of what is true and good, irrespective of what you believe is true and good, whether you believe the earth is round or flat or a hologram, whether you believe the controllers are the Jews or the Jesuits or the Freemasons or monkeys, I don't give a shit. Anybody who values freedom, let's pool our resources, let's pool all of our communities, and let's stand up in unison and say no. No, no more. We're not going to do this anymore. We're not going to do a damn thing you say, because for God's sake, you eat children. We don't care what else you say. Give us all these unredacted files and let's see what all this is about. Something else I saw the other day which was kind of interesting. Someone talking about Michael Jackson, because he was accused of pedophilia and they really hung out and they killed him. I mean, and he was doing that tour telling you that the Jews run the world and they're raping and killing children. And he was saying a lot of wild stuff behind the scenes when he was killed.
They start out the most popular person in the world, make a lot of money, big house, cars, and everything, end up with penniless. It is conspiracy. The Jews do it on purpose.
You can never count me, chew me, sue me, everybody do me, kick me, kick me, don't you black or white me. All I wanna say is that they don't really care about us. Will me, thrill me, you can never kill me, chew me, sue me, everybody do me, kick me, kick me, don't you black or white me. All I wanna say is that they don't really care about us. Will me, thrill me, you can never kill me.
I saw a video that someone posted, and I don't know if I can find it, but it suggested that the Neverland Ranch wasn't about Michael Jackson molesting children. It was about him bringing children there to keep them safe so they wouldn't be traumatized. I mean, I don't know how true that is, and I don't know how he could have really succeeded by just having them there for the weekend or whatever, but I don't know. But I don't believe half of the shit that I'm told about Michael Jackson. I think it's far too convenient for him to have died when he did, when he was saying the things that he was saying. And I think he had an abusive childhood as well. And I disagree that people who are abused as a child become child abusers themselves. Maybe they do in some circumstances, but I disagree with that because, well, I've had experience in that field, and myself and others have not grown up to be people who abuse children. I actually adore children. If ever I'm feeling ill or sick or ungrounded, you know, you can simply go and sit around a bunch of 3 or 4 year old children, just sit in a little park where they're playing, and you get so much energy from the pureness of these beautiful little souls. I could never hurt a child. I don't know how anybody could ever hurt something as innocent and precious and beautiful as a little child. Just the sound of a child's laughter and that smile they get and that gleam in their eye. It's so healing. It's so wonderful. How anyone could abuse children. Which makes what's been revealed by the Epstein files so much more real and makes it so important. And because it shows that we are the only ones who hold the keys to this. The same with Palestine and Gaza and everything that's happened there. Like, not one single country has stepped in. I mean, sure, everyone's scared of America. All the Muslim world can't step in, because if they do, Israel will obliterate them with American weapons, because America is run by the state of Israel. But none of the other major powers who've spoken out against it, I mean, Australia, spoke out against it. They didn't send any peacekeepers there. The UN spoke about it, said that it was a genocide, put out an arrest warrant for Benjamin Netanyahu and Yolan or Yoel Gallant. Didn't send any UN peacekeepers in there to stop the genocide. Just gave the world some lip service by putting out an arrest warrant for them that nobody's going to honour. America's already said anybody who honours this arrest warrant will put sanctions against you. Any country at all that honours the arrest warrant for the war criminal Benjamin Netanyahu will face sanctions from the United States. And the reason the United States has taken this stance, the United States believes, well, if Israel is found guilty of war crimes, then we're next because we supplied all the weapons for them and we've been supporting them right from the word go. And they're correct in that. So that's why the United States is terrified of anyone supporting these very rightful charges that have been brought against Israel. But all the other countries, you know, France, whatever, Putin spoke out about it. We didn't see him in there saving any Palestinians. The only people who tried to save the Palestinians were the Yemenis. Hezbollah made a few noises. Iran made a few noises. But nobody stepped in. The United Nations proved itself to be a complete puppet show. It didn't do anything. Made all these sounds, but didn't do anything. Hello, who are you? There's another dog here. There's so many dogs at Jeff's place. Who's this? Hello. How you doing? Who are you? You're going to give him a hard time, are you, Nacho? What's this over here? You're giving him a hard time, are you, Sol? I think he's a bit bigger than you, mate. He's a big dog. He almost looks like a dingo from Australia. God, he does. He looks a lot like a dingo from Australia. Incredible. What a beautiful dog. I don't know whose that is. There's another one over there. There are dogs everywhere. So many dogs. It's incredible. But yeah, like nobody else stepped in to do anything about this. So that's very revealing, folks. Look what we got over here. There's another conspiracy theorist over here. They're coming out of the woodwork in all directions. Jeff must have done the whole loop around the property. But yeah, the people you run into, eh? It's really good of Jeff to let me be here. It's beautiful, hey? This place, this whole ranch is very nice. There's a tea room here. There's a kitchen over there. I've got a little bungalow behind it, which is pretty cool. This is Winnebago that he's never used or found anything rational to do with. But yeah, crazy how it works. But yeah, here he comes. Look at that.
Here's one.
Walking along with similar cameras.
Doing bit shoot videos.
How are you, brother?
Good, how you doing?
Good, good.
What are you talking about, the Jews?
Oh, yeah, Jews, Epstein, everything that's going on. So much misdirection going on with all this Epstein stuff. It's insane. Yeah. And like Israel's jumping over themselves saying, see, he hated Israel, you know. That little thing he had on his island was a mosque, you know. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
They're saying, oh, he was a Muslim, you know. He's a Russian spy, a Muslim Russian spy, you know.
Or the fact that he hung out with the former Israeli prime minister, just shows you that Israel was not involved. Like, it makes no sense.
I know, none at all, none at all. But I wouldn't even be surprised. I mean, they're that devious. I mean, obviously, it's all one big club. And I wouldn't be surprised if they actually built that little place, even though it's in Israeli colors, but they built that little place and put a dome on top. So if it ever did all come undone, there's plausible deniability. You know, I see he was a Muslim, you know. Like, it's unreal. It's like the same as when they killed Charlie Kirk. The first thing that you heard was, we didn't do it, you know, before they were even accused. It's the same with all this. They're saying, yeah, he was a Muslim, he's a Russian spy. But the whole thing, I've just been going through all this on the video, the whole concept of blackmail, the fact that Epstein was blackmailing people. No, I mean, Mossad is simply an operational hand of the cabal. It's the same as the CIA. It's all one thing. all of these governments all work for Israel. They're all compromised. All of them are Jewish agents, every single one of them on earth. It's the same way. No one, who went in and helped Palestine? Putin? He didn't. He said all this stuff about it. Didn't go and help. The UN declared them war criminals. Did they send any UN peacekeepers in? No, didn't go and stop anything. It's all the one thing. And Epstein was a gopher who ran around and organized things for the billionaire elite. That's what he was. And they're all involved, every single one of them. You know, so it's a people farm. I've been saying this for years. I've been saying this for decades. You're living in a people farm. And what they're harvesting mainly is children, you know. And yeah. So people are missing out on all that. They're not looking at the bigger picture in the whole thing, and they're still thinking Epstein was a kingpin. Mm. No, he's like Edre, who does your driving, you know, and organises the parties or whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. That's all he was.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, he was no mastermind.
No. It was Trump and Netanyahu and the Rothschilds and Dershowitz and all these people, all of them. You know, it was the billionaire playground, the big club, and you're not in it. That's what they do. They feed on children, they harvest children, which shows people there's no political remedy in this. You can't vote people in or expect that they're going to go to trial. They want you to see all this because they want you to feel frustration that nothing's going to be done about it, because they know the people won't stand up. And if they did, it'd be all over. And you don't even need violence. You just need mutual respect and non-compliance to bad behavior. It's really that simple.
I know. It's what we talk about. For years, what we all talk about in Acapulco, everyone keeps saying we're crazy as we keep telling them all this stuff's happening.
It's nuts, man. It's fucking nuts. It's crazy. But hey, big awakening happening. Gen Z can see it all. They're not taking anything. But again, Gen Z, you know, the last generation.
Yeah, right.
You know, because they think this is it. This is their moment. They're going to anoint their new Messiah in October 2027. They can now show the world just how corrupt it is and see if anybody stands up to it. They're showing you their new corporate system and even everything they've done, they've made, how they've exposed democracy and the left-right paradigm. It's just theater for the masses. None of the young kids are buying into it. You know, the left boot stomps on you for a while, so you vote in the right boot, you know, and that stomps on you for 4 years. You vote in the other boot. They realize, and they've done that deliberately as well to break down any confidence in the two-party system, which we all love and want to see because it's shit anyway. But what they're offering in its place, you know, problem, reaction, solution, is this whole board of peace, this whole corporate concept of any troubled zones. We just go in stakeholder capitalism, like Klaus Schwab said, you know. And that's the model. That's the whole scenario they're pushing. And a lot of people are just going to go with it, unfortunately.
Yeah, a lot will, for sure. It's pretty incredible that, you know, all the people speaking on Acapulco have been talking about this forever. Like David Icke, he's been talking about this for 30 years.
Yeah.
You've been talking about it for 20 years.
Yeah. Well, since I was in school, I was talking about
it. Yeah, that's so true. That's
the
true.
The same amount. I mean, 50 years.
Dan Dix has been breaking into every Bilderberger, trying to show them who's all there. Peter Thiel, all these people, all their plans. Ben Swan. He actually broke the original Pizzagate story and got fired off Fox News. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and he's spoken and emceed at Acapulco numerous times. So we've actually got, like, all the best people all speaking in Acapulco, and hardly anyone knows about it. Very few people support it. They don't even, like, get the live streams and everything. Like, this is, like, all the people have been, like, so right and put their lives on the line. Like, how many people do we know who are in jail or dead right now for doing this stuff, right? Son of Venus,
it's crazy.
John McAfee. Roger Veer was just in jail recently. He used to speak in Acapulco a lot. Yeah. A lot of people said he was crazy.
Jovi.
So many people.
It's crazy. It's nuts. Yeah, people don't realize what we're facing. It's so evil. But we can stop it. We can stop it by simple non-compliance. I've been saying even people I've had fallouts with in the truth community, I forgive you. Put it all down. Let's unite our bases. Let's get all the people together to face this, because we are the only ones who can.
Yeah.
You know, we are the only ones who can. There is no legal or political remedy. You know, this whole system exists because we believe it's real. It's a fiction. It's a mind fuck, you know, government, mind control. It's nuts. You know, this belief in authority. So the Palestinians, I mean, the Israelis just passed a law that they can now execute all the Palestinians. 90 days after they find them guilty, we'll execute them. So there's no chance for trial. Keep them all in solitary confinement for 3 months, 90 days.
Torture them. Then torture take out all their organs.
Probably take their organs until they're almost on their deathbed, and then they'll be hung or whatever, you know. And they can do it because it's legal now, because they wrote it down on paper. And people will go along with it. But, oh, it's the law. No, it's not. You know, these freaking parasites just wrote it down.
It's not my law.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so how does this work? People have got to see the system for what it is. It's a fiction. They made it all up. The whole thing, they made it up. And it all exists because we have simply allowed it to happen. You know? You know, they kept everybody on the treadmill needing money, needing all this sort of shit. I saw a great video the other day of, actually, I shared on my Telegram, or I mentioned as well, about, it was something about printing babies was the title. But it showed that when all the fires happened at the end of the last century, they burned down what were essentially crystal palaces, these big, huge glass buildings. And they didn't have the technology to make big sheets of glass in those days, but these buildings existed anyway, and they were essentially incubators. That's where they grew all the new children, in these large glass buildings, get the humidity right, and that's where they cloned all the kids. That's how they do the resets. Yeah, interesting video. I mean, I don't believe anything anymore about history. I don't believe anything I'm told by the media. Even when I read on like the Napoleonic War and Genghis Khan, I don't believe any of it.
No,
I don't believe a fucking thing anymore. All that I can guarantee is what exists within living memory, and the living memory of people older than myself as well. But hey, I'm getting pretty old, aren't you? Many of them anymore.
Yeah, so, and that's how it works.
And that's an interesting thing, isn't it? Because the future kids are going to have no reference point for what freedom looks
and
like.
And they're taking over all the internet stuff, right? Like TikTok, you can't even say Epstein on there anymore. So the kids, like...
A Jew's just bought Discord as well.
Yeah, and made biometric iris scans. Yeah.
It's the settings are on... They're assuming that you're below the age of 17 by default. And now you have to prove you're over the age of 17, which of course means you need to give them your biometrics.
Yeah.
You know, so they're doing everything they can to make this happen.
These are all the soul tests here. Are you going to go deeper into the system and sell your soul, essentially, to stay a little bit longer in the prison they created for you? Or are you going to wake up and get out of it?
Exactly. I'm not doing it, folks. If it gets to a point where I go offline, or if I start supporting Israel, you'll know I've been replaced, any of that sort of stuff, if I suddenly change behavior radically, you'll know that they've simply brought in biometrics. I can't access the internet anymore, and so they're still doing these walking talks for me. So just watch out for the signs, folks.
It's amazing, like, all the people who have said all these things over the years, they're all at Anarchapulco. So, for people out there, like...
Yeah, come along.
Like, well, you only got, like, 2 days left to get there,
I think
really.
There's a lot of tickets being sold anyway, so it's going to be great.
But definitely get the virtual, and that really supports all these people. Like, Max, you know, basically when you're giving your energy, that's called currency. It's called currency for a reason. It's a current. It's energy.
Yeah.
When you give it to, like, Anarchapulco for a live stream, that goes through to all of our speakers as well, and it helps us to be able to do these events. And, you know, you see things like, Turning Point. They get like billions in donations, right? And
that's 100 million over the weekend.
Yeah, right. And we're at Anarchapulco, like, if we could just, you know, sell like $10,000 more live streams, we can do this again next year, you know? Yeah. So, but more than that, like, just get on it. Like, this is all the most incredible people talking about this. This is the most important time, really, since we've started doing this.
It is, and we're in deep shit, folks. We really are.
Yeah. So get into it and get inspired by the people.
Get the information and share it, because people need to get a grip on what's going on. They really do. And they need to not feel disempowered. They need to know that there is stuff they can do. And all this is about is solutions. And that's what the whole conference is about. So, yeah. See if you can get a live stream in if you can't come. It's only a couple hundred bucks, I think.
It's $150. Yeah, and then with your discount code, it's like $135. It's five full days. It's actually going to be two stages, just so you know. And they're both going to be going full time. And I think, don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure even the second stage is going to be on the replays. And there's going to be tons of incredible panels, incredible talks. Good. It's the most important time. Like, it really could help you get through the next few years is getting on the live stream. So just go to narcopoca.com, click on tickets, and find the virtual. And hopefully a bunch of people get on there and support us. I see you've stolen my chihuahuas.
Yeah, I couldn't help it.
You've got a whole pack.
They're a whole family, these guys. Like, there's normally three of them, but Lady, she likes to hang near the kitchen.
Yeah.
She's just like that. But these guys, they just follow me around like a shadow. They're incredible. I never asked them to. But so I saw Apple's thinking about following you up the hill today.
And, she thought about
but
it.
But you went a little bit too far for her, and she's like, I don't know, it looks kind of weedy up there. I might get some bugs in my fur, you know.
But try walking 1 inch off the ground wearing a fur coat for an hour, right? Oh, yeah. At least these ones, they don't have the hair and stuff. So.
These guys are great. Nature. Hey, nature.
Yeah, so now you're on my ranch, and with all my chihuahuas doing walk and talks. That's great.
Yeah, I've stolen your dogs. I never planned it. I'm sorry about that.
No, so. I'm happy. Like, actually, we needed someone to be with them because we have so many dogs. They didn't really have, like, a person, really. And they're so happy that they've adopted you.
Yeah, they're enjoying it. I wake up and they're in bed with me every night. It's frustrating, but what do?
You get used to it. You also get used to, like, how awesome it is, too.
Oh, I know. Like, it is awesome.
If you do that for a year and then you don't have it, you'll be like, oh, where's Natcha? You know?
Yeah, it is awesome, but it's like the other day, I said, oh, I got to get these sheets washed.
Yeah.
Three dogs sleeping in my bed for a couple of days.
After rolling around on a dead bird.
Yeah, it just gets a bit much, you know. But hey. But anyway. Good to chat with you, brother.
You
nice
too.
Nice to just hook up like this in the middle of the ranch.
Yeah, we're both doing BitChute videos, you know, trying to, like, wake people up behind our, like, 15-foot walls, getting ready for the apocalypse here.
It must be kind of a ring ride, yeah, because you come out that way. I went down
here.
Yeah.
We pass each other a lot doing these videos. Oh, you get back on the Tesla machine?
Yeah, it's good.
You've been feeling good, huh?
I can't get Nacho on it, though. She bolts. I'm trying.
Yeah, we'll try to get Natcha on it.
Yeah, I'm trying. But yeah, it's good. I'm feeling good.
So awesome.
I'm going to be using it more. I'll keep you posted.
Yeah, awesome. All right, good to see you.
I'll keep you posted on my friend's progress in Sedona as well.
Yeah, I'll bet, like, almost 100% she's better.
Yeah. Because she's going to go to the doctor, I think, in March. So that's her next appointment. So
yeah, we've seen so many people, like, even just recently. I'm even going to talk about one just now about stage 4 cancer, about to die, and they put the machine on her. I've actually got it right here. What was it? It was
tumors went. That one you sent me.
Yeah,
tumors shrank.
Yeah, all her tumors were gone in like 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, awesome stuff. Anyway, I'll see
you.
We're leaving in like 3 days to Narcapoca.
3 days.
So hopefully people can join us there or on the virtual.
Fun, yeah. I look forward to seeing you there, folks.
All right.
See you, Jeff.
See you.
Yeah, classic how that works, eh? The people you run into. Well, I suppose it's his ranch, so the chances of me running into him are reasonably high. Hey, guys and girls, would you come with me still? You're good dogs, you are. But yeah, I think that's about all I've got to say, folks. I just repeated half of what I said in the earlier video. But hey, I think they're important points to make. People really need to see just how deep this evil goes. And they really need to understand that we are the solution. We've always been the solution. So yeah, hopefully people will see that and they'll stand up because we are facing some crazy, crazy times, folks. You know, and as for banning from the river to the sea in Free Palestine and Australia, you need to have tens of thousands of people out there saying this every day. And these politicians need to be held to account, held in abuse of the office that they hold for delegating themselves powers they have no right to have. Their mere proclamation of Free Palestine as hate speech is in itself hate speech. Hate speech against intelligent thinking, hate speech against free thinking and freedom of expression. Everything's inverted, folks. It's time to hold these politicians to account. They're all a bunch of liars. And the revelation of the Epstein list should show you what sort of people these people really are, because I'll tell you, folks, it's not just the ones on that list. That's probably just flight logs and things. No, they're all involved, folks. They're all involved. And if they weren't, they never would have got in a position of power to begin with. But anyway, I'm going to leave it there for now, folks. Thank you to everybody. Thank you to anybody who's ever sent me a kind word. thank you to anybody who's ever made a positive comment on the website, shared the information. Thank you to all those people out there on the front line sharing this information and trying to wake up their neighbours and families. And thank you to anybody who's ever made a contribution via Stripe. If you can, the link's below. It's always appreciated. And I will look forward to speaking to you again soon, folks. I'll probably bring you another video while I'm at Acapulco. Like Jeff said, we're leaving in 3 days. It's like a pretty long drive. It's like a 5 or 6 hour drive to get there. So we're going to be doing that. And then I'll bring you a talk while I'm there. And for those that are coming, I'll look forward to seeing you there. Those that aren't, do get the live stream. It's going to be good. It's pretty cheap, $150. It's pretty cheap. So 5 days. And no, I'm not trying to, you know, do a hard sell on anything, but I think it's pretty cheap. And there's going to be a lot of good speakers, and we are in very, very challenging times, folks. So, yeah. But anyway, I look forward to speaking to you again soon, folks. Please take very good care until then. Stay safe. Stay positive. Don't think that it's all over and there's nothing you can do, because there's actually a lot you can do. Even with what that guy was saying, the former Black Panther guy saying, you know, send emails to all the people that you know in the armed forces and in the police and all this sort of stuff. Just tell them to come home. Tell them we're in danger of losing our freedom if they don't start supporting their country and what it really means to be an American, to be an Australian, to be British. You know, we've got to start supporting our country and our families, folks, and drop this corporatism and stop supporting this little podunk country in the Middle East who is controlling all of our governments. These people seriously do need to be stopped. Anyway, folks, I'll leave it there. And I don't mean go out and shoot them on the street. No, don't do that. Just expel them from your government. Wake up the people around you and stop complying to their system. We don't need any violence to do this. We can do it ourselves by simply standing in our own integrity and supporting our communities and our families around us. We are the solution, folks. We always have been. Anyway, I'll leave it there for now. Thank you for joining me on this report. I look forward to speaking to you all again soon. Please take very good care until then. In La Kesh. Hey, Nacha and Sol, what are you doing? What are you guys doing, hey? You happy to be home after the walk, huh? You want to run in? Yeah, good girls and boys.
Scripts to recite, burn the old book, let the phoenix ignite, rebirth on the sand, where the rebels convene, a genesis scene, mind sharp and keen, dollars to dust, trust in the soul, and Acapulco, where we break the mold, and Acapulco, where the spirit flies, new dawn, breaking under open skies, no masters, no limits, no chains to choke, this is freedom's fire, and Acapulco spoke, and Acapulco, where the spirit flies, new dawn, breaking under open skies. Bonfires, thoughts spark like flint. Ideas ricochet, no permission, no stint. Borders dissolve, minds expand. Every soul sovereign, every mind grand. No contract signed, just a handshake truth. Ancient wisdom reborn in the fountain of youth. Rules crumble like castles at high tide. Revolution lives where the dreamers reside. Golden horizon, the birth of the free. Echoes of laughter, the waves decree. Freedom is anthem, a beat in the chest. And Acapulco, where the restless rest.
With performing artist Aya May. I don't need a new Anarchapulco opening party on February 15th. Anarchapulco Genesis, February 16th to 20th. The Dollar Vigilante TDV Summit, February 21st. The Crypto Vigilante TCV Summit, February 22nd. Agoraforco, retreats, and other excursions, February 21st to 27th. Bufo and other plant medicines with Bearheart throughout the event. A special Iboga ceremony with Christoph Melchizedek from February 23rd. Two Tesla plasma healing devices will be running throughout the event. Thanks to the Tesla Club. Bring the whole family. The Anarchapulco Family Camp runs throughout the event with activities for non-lethally injected, free-range, unschooled pure souls. Anarchapulco 2026. Genesis. Puerto Vallarta,